Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen filed an appeal yesterday with the U.S. Supreme Court challenging the new redistricting lines drawn by a three-judge federal panel last month. Van Hollen gave no specific reason for the appeal. In a news release, he wrote that any federal adjustment of state redistricting lines deserves appellate review. Attorney Peter Earle represents Voces de la Frontera, the group that successfully challenged the district lines drawn by the state Republican legislators. He says there's a reason Van Hollen was vague.
I suspect the reason is he's incapable of articulating a reasonable basis for this appeal. J.D. Van Hollen cannot do that in this case. They have not preserved any objections that I can think of that would merit an appeal.
Earle says partisan politics is the only reason he can see for asking the high court to review the case. The federal judges who drew the new line said their action was necessary to protect the voting rights of Latinos.
That, in fact, the voting power of the Latino community had been diluted. I think J.D. Van Hollen has conducted this case in a very political way on behalf of Republicans. It's unfortunate that the Latino community has had to face an activist Republican attorney general who is antagonistic to the voting rights of the Latino community.
Earle says the Supreme Court could ask for oral arguments in the case, but might also simply decide the case based on the legal briefs each side submits. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.